Hey, man. What's going on?
Hey, Cal. How are you? Quick question. Okay.
Here we go.
If you had the choice, right, of any weapon to be killed by... Yeah, what would you choose? It's like, we're going to kill you, but you got to choose the weapon we use. What do you pick?
Why? What's with all these morbid small talks lately?
No, it's not lately. The last morbid we had one hand was Logan.
Yeah, it was like 2 weeks ago.
It was ages ago.
That's fine.
It was way more than 2 weeks ago.
It sounds like that's just a terrible question. I don't know.
Completely intellectual exercise, Cal. taking the place of Bob. That's what Bob will be shouting into his phone as he listens to this episode.
The Davros's reality bomb. Where it's just instant
vaporization.
Dust. Don't have to think about it. No pain. No muss, no fuss.
Wonderful.
What about you?
Actually, that sounds pretty good.
That's why it was a terrible question.
I say that sounds really good, what I actually mean is a purple space bazooka.
What?
In Star Trek Insurrection, is the ninth Star Trek movie, they're on a planet, they're running away from like these bad guys, and the bad guys are shooting at them, and they're all firing back with phasers. And suddenly, out of nowhere, Worf has a purple space bazooka, and he fires it at these guys. And it misses, but it makes an explosion, and no one moves, and then, like, a split second later, they jump. It's real bad.
Wonderful.
But I reckon if you got hit by that, your guts are going everywhere.
Yep.
That's what I choose.
What you want is for people to remember you by being a really annoying mess.
Remember me by having to wash me out of their hair.
In the head, man. Play the music. Hello and welcome to the Video Shop podcast about what you're watching. Maybe I'm your host, Cal.
I'm your other host, Sam, and today we're trying to decide the best space bazooka.
We've got a list of space bazookas. We're working our way through it, one bazooki at a time.
We're trying to decide the best fictional weapon. So, how we played it is, Cal and I both got a list of weapons each.
Okay, we need to give it slightly more context. We had a completely different idea for what episode we were going to record today. And then, like, 10 seconds before we turned the mics on, we were like, hey, now let's do this other thing. Quick, Google a bunch of shit. So, if you're listening at home and you're one of those people who like to comment, that's fine. Please do comment. But just know that we did not prepare at all for this.
They're always our best episodes, Carl.
So these ideas that we have are pretty like obvious ones off the top of our heads, sort of things.
We were going to do Stranger Things and E.T., but we'll save that for when Stranger Things Season 2 comes out.
Okay. And I will warn you that a lot of mine are from video games, not movies or TV. So.
Oh, no. I'm not gonna know what they are!
Well, yeah, so this is your fault. I blame you. Anyway, do you want to go first?
Well, I figure what we'll do is we'll do five rounds. We'll alternate. So I'll pick the first one now, you pick the first one next, so we can counterbalance kind of evenly.
What, so we're trying to verse each other with these weapons?
Yes.
Oh, no. Okay.
So I think the rules should be two random Joes meet on the street. Just normal human beings, and they're given this weapon and told to kill each other. So it's not like, if you've got Thor's hammer, it's not Thor using the hammer, it's random old Joe using the hammer. But we'll just assume he can lift it.
I was going to say, if you pick Mjolnir, that's a terrible one, because he can't lift it.
Yeah. So them's the rules.
Okay.
And we're going to decide which wins. We'll do tournament style. And we'll definitively decide the best weapon.
This is
going to
go
weapon down
so bad.
Oh yeah, it is.
So
all right, so
bad.
Am I picking first?
Sure. Yeah, you go first.
Well, the first one I've got is Wonder Woman's Lasso of Truth.
I feel like that's okay. Is this a fight to the death?
Yes.
Because I feel like all of mine would just so crush that.
Okay, what have you got?
Well, so I'm going to go with... I'm going to pick the one that's probably the least just straight up you know, world-breakingly powerful.
Right.
I'm going to pick... Have you ever seen...
You've gone into video games that are like, what are the most powerful weapons ever?
I've tried to
ever?
Pick things that you wouldn't pick, but I've also picked things that are like iconic and cool and over the top and crazy.
Got it.
So, have you seen Ruby at all? The series that Rooster Teeth did?
I've seen the first episode.
So, you know the main character's scythe?
Yes.
The big sniper rifle that is also a crazy death scythe that she uses like by like... firing behind her to power her front flips.
Yes.
That.
Right.
Cut straight through the lasso, dead.
No. No, you know the lasso can't break, right?
What?
It's invincible.
Well, that's stupid. By the way, unless you're wrapping it around her head, you're not going to kill her.
I was going to say, all you got to do is get it around the throat and they're done.
Nah, that's fine, because all they got to do is like have something, like they've just got to like put their hand up.
But then you can ask them their most embarrassing secrets, Cal.
Oh, and then they'll die of embarrassment.
Correct.
This is so dumb.
It's wonderful.
Why would you start with this?
I don't. What would
you pick?
It was
really
the top of my list.
Because it's pretty obvious that the site's going to win here.
Well, look, it might not. The thing is, this fight between just two average Joes... The thing is, an average Joe isn't going to be able to use that lasso anyway effectively.
Correct, but they're probably not going to be able to use the scythe, but at least it's got
you're
a pull on everything in front of a dies sort of feature.
You're going to be able to swing that, and even if you could get some blocks in with the lasso, which you could do because it's unbreakable, to my understanding, she's like lassoed like Superman and shit with it.
It makes sense that it would be unbreakable. That it's more like it exists. Well, if it's magical, Superman wouldn't be able to break it.
Yes, but she's also lassoed like Doomsday. She's lassoed basically everyone in the universe. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I feel like you'd be able to get some blocks in, but even, yeah, as a regular person, like, if it's you and me and you're swinging a scythe at me, I'm not saving myself with a lasso of the lasso of truth.
Yeah, so I think I've got you there.
Yeah. It occurs to me, I'm looking at my list and I'm like, a lot of these are killing the enemy with embarrassment. Oh, no.
All right, well, okay, so I'll go first this time.
All right, so that's a win for the scythe from Ruby.
For the scythe, cool. I'll highlight that in blue instead
Wonderful.
Of red.
I'm going to lose all of these.
You will, absolutely, because you're an idiot. you decided on how we're going to do this show and then you've just nerfed yourself. Okay, I'm going to pick...
Speaking of Nerf, my option is a Nerf gun. It's not really.
No. Okay, in Ratchet & Clank...
Oh, fuck's that, yeah.
Every game that they bring out, there's one crazy weapon that's non-lethal.
Right.
That is usually a turn-them-into-something sort of gun.
Right.
There's like a Sheepinator and like, there's one where like you fire a disco ball into the air and they have to dance. They start dancing so you can just pick them off. One by one sort of thing. I have picked the Morpho Ray from the original Ratchet & Clank game, which turns people into chickens.
Right.
Harmless chickens.
Interesting.
Which you can then grab and snap their neck for the lethal kill.
I'm going to go for the blue shell from Mario Kart.
Ooh!
Which, for those who don't know, you throw the blue shell and it hits the first player.
It's the person coming first in the race.
Yeah. So if I'm a chicken and I throw this, technically you're coming first in the battle. And you're going to be knocked out for a good 5 seconds. And then come break my neck.
So that's the thing. I honestly don't know how deadly the blue shell would be in real life. It's pretty spiky.
Oh, it's real spiky.
If you could get a few swings in.
I reckon, like, if you threw that, like, this is the thing. This is regular people. And it's... Actually, it's hitting carts. It's hitting, like, carts off course and causing them to spin around. That hits a person, your organs are spinning around.
So the question is, can you throw that before... Because it... In Smash Brothers, anyway, it takes some time to, like, find its target. It sort of spins around a bit and then picks you.
What I think is happening in this battle is... If it's you versus me, which I think is what we're going to use from now on...
Two average Joes.
Just your most average Joes you can.
Right, okay.
I'm going to throw the blue shell as you fire at me. I'm going to turn into a chicken and live my life out as one. And you're going to be killed by a blue shell.
You're going to be crushed by a giant turtle shell. Look, I'm okay with that. Honestly, I'm okay with calling that how it would go down.
So I think the blue shell would technically win, but I would live my days out as a chicken.
A half life.
A cursed life.
Okay, your turn to go first.
All right. I'm going to go with... See, on my list, I had the reality bomb from Doctor Who, but we used it in the opening example, so I don't want to use it now.
I feel like that's not really a weapon.
I'm going to use the holy hand grenade from Monty Python's.
Oh, I was worried that we were going to have some crossover. And we did.
Have you also got the holy hand grenade?
But that's okay, because what I also have on my list is Excalibur.
Oh, yeah. This is thematically in line.
Yeah. I think Excalibur's got this. Which Excalibur? See, that's the hard part, because Excalibur's power set is so bullshit.
I think it's...
because it's my weapon, I'm going to say that it is an unbreakable, ever sharp, like, we're talking, it's like vibranium or adamantium sword.
It's the sword from the new King Arthur movie.
No, because the sword in the new King Arthur movie, like, sends out shockwaves and, like, blasts people back and stuff like that.
Right, so...
I think if it's going to be...
So instead you're going for the sword from Merlin.
If it's going to be anything, I think it should either... Like, it should basically just be the sword to end all swords. So right. I think what I'm going to go with is something more like what the White Walkers... What the White Walker Kings have in... fucking Game of Thrones... Have you... Oh, fuck. I forgot that you haven't seen all that.
Nope.
It's only a minor spoiler. The White Walker King's weapons...
Yeah.
When they hit a normal weapon, shatters it into ice.
I have seen that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. I'm not sure where you're up to. I haven't kept up with Game of Thrones.
I saw Sam do something like that.
Well, so he stabbed him with like an obsidian...
Yeah.
...thing and they shattered into glass?
Yeah.
Like that, but the weapons that the kings wield, like the dude who was on the horse...
Yeah. So I've seen them.
His weapon, his sword, is like a big ice sword.
Yeah.
And when he hits a normal sword with it, it shatters the normal sword.
Got it. All right.
So, like, if you try and fight this guy with a sword, Excalibur will just completely cancel it.
Yeah. Which is like, I know Valyrian steel does that. That got spoiled from me some other way.
Valyrian steel is immune to that.
Immune to it, that.
Yeah, that's the point of Valyrian steel. But yes, yeah, so I'm going to go with that. It's Excalibur, and whenever it hits a weapon, it destroys any weapons you try to use against it.
Yep, that's fine.
So I guess, I mean, I'd be okay with the holy hand grenade having some sort of, you know, magical enchantment on it, so it doesn't just get destroyed as soon as it hits Excalibur. But I think if you toss the holy hand grenade, unless you've cooked it real well, so that way it's just about to explode as soon as it hits the ground.
Here's the problem with the holy hand grenade.
Yeah.
It needs blessing before you throw it.
What? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They spend like 5 minutes blessing the holy hand grenade before they throw it.
Well, I'm assuming it's normal. Like, is it a normal hand grenade that then becomes holy once you bless it?
I guess.
Because if that's the case, I'm okay with you being given a ready blessed one.
All right. So I've got a ready blessed hand grenade.
But I do think, though, that you'd throw it. You'd have to wait for it to explode, and I would just run away from it and cut you to pieces.
Yeah, no, that... The thing is, if you could get out of the blast radius,
Well, that's the thing. I don't think you could throw far enough that we'd all be out of the...
But also, you wouldn't be able to run fast enough.
Correct.
So we all die. Wonderful. Is that a win for the grenade?
No!
But we all died, Cal.
I mean, look, I honestly don't know what to do here.
No, but the thing is, no matter if your sword is the sword to end all swords, it's not the sword to end all grenades.
But
brought a sword to a grenade fight.
I stand by that if you threw the grenade and... I ran away from the grenade, so therefore towards you, and just stabbed you. You can't do anything.
That's not how grenades work.
But if you've thrown the grenade far enough away that it's not going to kill you already...
You would have to have expert timing enough that you could hit the grenade away with the sword. How good are you at baseball?
I used to play tennis, but never with a broadsword. Look, I really don't know.
I think I feel like I should give you that one,
knowing what my other weapons are.
I think what this breaks down though to, Cal, is would a grenade beat a sword? Because this is like the best, right? On both their parties, sword versus grenade. Which one wins in real life?
Sword.
No. No,
because you don't. You roughly aim a grenade. The thing about grenades is they're built for versing people in ranged combat. The whole point is that someone's hiding behind cover and they're not coming out to shoot you yet. So you throw the grenade like behind their cover, so that way they have to leave cover, so that way you can kill them.
Yeah.
But after you've thrown the grenade, you've got no weapons left. Yeah. So you throw the grenade. I run to you, cut your bloody head off. But I think for this one, I'm going to highlight it purple instead of red or blue.
As a tie.
And I think we're going to have to come back to this at the end.
Okay, sure. Just so you know, we might need more than five with how the time is going.
Quickly, we're burning through
these. Really quickly. We've become too passionate.
We may have to pause this, find more weapons, and then continue
or
to
just
record.
Swap to, like, cars halfway through.
We'll make this what we were originally going to talk about.
Yeah. Just halfway through. No, we can make this best weapons and best fictional weapons and cars.
Didn't we do vehicles at
No,
one
we
point?
Did time machines. No, we didn't do vehicles. Machines.
That was it. Fucking hell.
I feel like we could do an episode on vehicles, though. We've got enough. I think we've got enough.
Okay, well...
So you're going first this time.
Okay, hang on a sec, because I've just found another one that I think could be good, but I'm not going to use it just yet. I'm going to choose... Oh, no, I better scrap the holy hand grenade from my list. I'm going to choose, just to have at least one from a movie, the noisy cricket from Men in Black.
That was almost on my list.
Now, I don't remember too much about it, other than that it's just devastating damage. You've basically got one good shot with it before you're flown back and knocked out.
Correct.
So, yeah.
I'm going to beat you to it and go with the point of view gun from Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Oh, I wasn't going to pick that.
Really?
Because I hate that movie.
I just wanted to remind you of your favourite film of all time.
Well, so I don't think that that's going to kill me, though.
No, but if I really want to kill you... And then I shoot you with my point of view gun, you're really gonna wanna kill you too.
Well, see, that's
with
what,
your noisy cricket.
But see, that's what I was gonna argue. If your feelings and, you know, your point of view is, if I don't kill this other person, I'm going to die, and all you do is project that onto me,
then we're
just back at net zero. I think you've made a grievous error here, sir.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Look, unless you could really focus your abilities and then, you know, and go, I really want to kill myself, ba-doo, and then I just take the cricket and just go, no.
I'd really have to focus, which I don't think I would do if you were running at me with, like, that tiny gun.
You'd be like, holy shit, that's that thing from Men in Black. I'm going to get fucking...
I love that move. The thing is, you get thrown off your feet too. So if I'd chosen a better weapon, I could have, like, taken advantage of that.
Yeah.
But, like, what am I going to do? Hit you with the point of view gun.
I was going to say, if there was some sort of Excalibur, but for shields, and you could just take that hit, just, like, tank it. Like if you
Captain
had Captain America's
shield. I was going to say, that is the Excalibur of shields.
But yeah, if you just fucking bodied that hit... And then I'm just on the ground. You could come over and just fucking cut my head off with the edge of it.
Yeah.
But you didn't pick that. You picked the fucking point of view gun like a dickhead.
Yeah.
So, so I'm pretty sure I take this
Yeah, one. You definitely take that one. I love the first Men in Black movie. Have we done a Men in Black episode yet?
No, we haven't.
We should.
We talked about it on, coincidentally, the
Time
Hitchhiker's
Machine
movie.
Oh, did we?
Yeah, we didn't talk about the Time Machine in it, but we talked about how Hitchhiker's only got made because Men in Black was successful.
We should do Men in Black, because that's a great first film, a terrible second one, and just a fine third one.
Anything with Rip Torn in it, man, I'm cool with. It's not true. Please don't hold me to that.
All right.
Your turn to go first?
I guess so.
Okay.
What have I got here that I haven't gone yet?
Buddy boy?
We're gonna do more than just these, so I'm just gonna go through my whole list.
Okay.
Next one is Chainsaw Hand from Ash's Chainsaw Hand from Evil Dead.
Ooh, okay. Let me see if I've got anything that could. Well, Excalibur would have been the obvious sort of response to that. I'm gonna go with something really ridiculous. Have you ever heard of a game called Jetpack Joyride?
Yes. Where is it the machine gun jetpack?
The machine gun jetpack. Well, I think the standard jetpack. I think when you start, it's just a standard jetpack. You can buy different ones.
Yeah, yeah, it is.
Yeah, I had the machine gun jetpack on here, so I'm going with that.
Okay.
The question is,
can you use a jetpack?
No.
Okay, I can use a chainsaw. That's how we're measuring this. I win this one. I have to take my own hand, but you know what? I can live with it.
I mean, I don't entirely agree. I feel like you'd have to at least catch me first.
Here's the logistical problem with a machine gun jetpack.
Sure, go.
I don't need to kill you. The machine gun jetpack will
blast my ankles off.
Blast your ankles off.
And I'll bleed to death.
You will uncontrollably fly through the air because there's no way to control the exact second those bullets come out. You are so dead. So dead. Just logistically. And then if you're not, I'll put you out of your misery with my chainsaw hand.
Okay. Yeah, I'll give you this one. Okay. Now, hang on. I gotta put a red mark on Jetpack Joyride.
And then I'm just keeping track. You're doing
the next one on my list is the Portal Gun from Portal.
Okay. The last thing on my list, which I'll get a new list because we're only 21 minutes in, is the Nude Bomb from Ooh. Get Smart.
Ooh. Oh, well, see, now I have a good counter to that. That isn't the one that I've wanted. I should have said the clothes shrinking gun from Mystery Men.
I think I win that, but just because the fight isn't to the death.
But see, I think I win that because all I've got to do is put my portal somewhere where there's clothes. Or at least privacy. And then the other one where I can reach it and I can go and get more clothes. And then your embarrassment plan's off. Then all it takes is to...
Like I said, this is my other...
Aim at the moon. The other one at your feet. Dead son. Suffocated.
Again, this is my... It would kill you with embarrassment weapon. Because...
Listen, I don't know what you're going to... How you're going to finish me off with that.
Well, I'm not. You're just going to be embarrassed. Because you're going to be naked in the middle of the street.
So the porn gun gotcha. By default.
Stay down. I mean,
you can get me arrested for indecent exposure.
Yes. And in some countries, you can be put to death for that.
Well, and
how are you
going to
kill me with a portal gun, Cal?
There's a lot of ways I can kill you with a portal gun, Sam. You've seen the bit where...
I know how Portal... I've played Portal.
You've seen the bit where you like create an infinite falling loop, so you just gain momentum.
Yep.
And then you just fucking... All you gotta do is then put a portal behind you, and I go flying through it fist first, and I cut you in half with my Superman fist.
But you're also gonna die from that. Shh.
That or fucking... high up on a building, on the street in front of you.
I love the portal gun, but I like to imagine we're in a world where you get executed for indecent exposure from my nude bomb.
Well, also, I mean, at the risk of fucking myself over here, the portal gun can only be used on very specific surfaces.
Yes. We're just in the street.
There wouldn't be anywhere that the portal... I mean...
Windows?
Well, that's the thing. I don't know whether it can be used on anything in particular, because it's usually
in the
these
game,
white
it's very,
painted walls.
I was
going to
say,
yeah.
Very... Sleek kind of looking. So,
I think we've got a fucking the opposite of the problem we had with the grenade and the sword here. We've got two incredibly undeadly weapons.
I'm gonna give it to the nude bomb.
Well, I'm gonna give it to the portal gun. Because mine's predicated on just it working at all. Yours is like, even if it does work, it doesn't fucking do anything.
You're going to jail at least. Yeah, at least, well, not even permanently. You're gonna be like covered in court cases. You have to go into the court next Tuesday.
Okay. Is that the same as death? I don't agree, but...
Have you ever had to go to a court on a Tuesday, Cal?
Oh, I'd rather die. I really don't know what to do here.
I think maybe we'll chalk this up as a massive cock-up on both our parts.
What, this entire fucking episode? Can we just play the music, pretend it was small talk, and do it?
Wait, this whole thing was
small talk. This whole thing was small talk. Jeff!
No, we're 25 minutes in. Like, we've just about to hit halfway. It's too late.
He's not fucking bailing us out of this one.
Why
isn't it now showing me one weapon per fucking thing?
Because it hates you, Ken.
Oh my god, this is the worst website ever. So my turn to go first. Do you have another weapon?
I've got a list now that I'm just gonna
blatantly rip it off.
Yeah.
Great. Awesome.
I'm just gonna, like, until I find one.
Okay, I'm going to choose the super sheep from Worms.
Right.
It's basically a sheep that can fly that explodes.
Cool.
You can control it. It's slightly hard to control, but I reckon I've got enough skill at playing Worms that I could kill you with it.
I'm gonna choose sharks with frickin' laser beams attached to their heads.
That's a pretty good response.
I thought so.
Now, I don't know. I don't know how laser beam proof the sheep is, because in Worms it's all turn based. So there's never a weapon hitting another weapon. So I don't know how the sheep would go.
Isn't immune to laser beams.
Well, I don't know. It can fly.
Yeah, the problem is, so if we're meeting on the street, my shark's lying on the ground dead.
I guess. Yeah.
Unless, right, yeah. I get a swimming pool, right?
Right.
And I get one good shot. Like an above ground pool with a shark in it with laser beams. And it gets one good shot, and then the thing's leaking and the shark's dying.
But like it's in a big glass container.
Yes.
And when it fires the laser, it fires through the glass, killing itself.
Killing itself, but hopefully also killing you.
Cool.
Had this just become to us murdering each other for an hour?
I don't know, man. I think the sheep has this one.
I think the sheep has it too, man. Purely based on the circumstances we've set up. Ocean-based warfare, I've got this. But we're just meeting in the street for a duel.
This is so dumb. Oh, man. This was such a bad fucking thing to do. Okay.
Okay, yeah, well, we admit our mistakes.
We're giving that to the super sheep?
Yeah, we'll give it to the super sheep.
Okay, this is relatively evenly matched. You're 1 point behind me.
Oh, no.
So it's your go to go first.
My go to go first? All right, let's have a look.
Don't make music, because I can edit out silence automatically. So just silently think about it. Sam?
The Death Star.
Ooh, okay. I mean, the obvious response is Star Killer Base. But
ironically, I think the Death Star still has it.
True, it does destroy planets. And Death Star Killer Base is a planet.
It's got to charge up quite a bit too.
Look, I'm going to say that I could pick any old... I could pick a fucking switchblade, and you pulling out the Death Star from your pocket would kill us all anyway. The gravity alone would tear us apart.
Yeah.
We'd be fucked.
Yeah, look, we'd all die, but I would still win on my Death Star. Alone.
You're not really giving us much room to fucking discuss this, are you?
Nope, one was a trump card. Bidjul bidjul.
I pick Donald Trump's playing cards. fucking
because they're all a Trump card then.
Well, I guess for the sake of fucking argument, I should pick a weapon for that. So I'm going to pick the Buster Sword from Final Fantasy, because if Aaron's listening, he'd appreciate that. Then we all die from getting crushed by a Death Star.
Great. I'm glad.
Goddamn moron.
Great, Death Star wins. Cool.
Okay. My weapon is...
Yes.
I don't know. I think I'm going to go with... In Gears of War 3,
yes,
there is a...
I have played Gears of War.
The gun that is also a chainsaw?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with that.
Oh, man, I wish I still had Ash's chainsaw on.
I know, right? Could have had a nice chainsaw off.
Instead, I'm going to go with... I'm going to go with the de-evolution gun from Super Mario Brothers movie.
Ooh, that's a weird one.
Yeah.
So I guess it just... Because in this case, it's just a normal gun versus a weird gun.
Yeah.
So, well, you haven't seen the movie at all.
No, I don't know what that gun does. I assume it makes you de-evolve to, like, a primate?
Well, he uses it to make weird lizard people. But yeah. Yeah. So again, it wouldn't kill me. But you could turn me into goo if you've held it on me long enough.
Yeah.
Turn me into a bunch of single-celled organisms.
Yeah.
So I guess it depends who can hit who first. Or more accurately, how far back in the evolutionary line can I still use a chainsaw gun? If I'm running at you slowly devolving into an ape and then into a weird, like, shrew thing, how long can I fucking...
Can you get to me before you...
Yeah, before I'm unable to wield a gun.
Before you lose opposable thumbs.
So, Wikipedia says... how long have humans been around?
I know in those like examples where like if the universe was been around for a day, then humans would have been around for the last like second.
Yeah, but I mean, hundreds of thousands of years.
Yeah.
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 So how quickly does the de-evolution gun rewind time? I guess if it took humanoid things back to
how long does it take you to pull the trigger of the machine gun part of this chainsaw gun? I know we're arguing, like, semantics, but you forgot the gun bit, Cal. I don't know, this is going to mean I lose now.
Yeah, I did. I think you lose.
Because I'm like, de-evolve, bitch, and you're like, ah!
I would forever spend my life, at best case, some sort of Neanderthal.
Yes, but I would be dead.
And for you bloody evolutionary biologists at home, yes, I know we didn't evolve from Neanderthals, but shut up.
Ah.
Okay, so I win that one?
Yeah, you win that one because I was an idiot.
And a chainsaw gun. That's in blue. Cool. Okay, now, and it's my turn to go first.
No, I went. You went first that time.
Did I?
So, yes, my turn to go first. And I think I'm going to go with Cherry Darling's Sherry? Cherry? That's Sherry, right?
Cherry.
That's Cherry?
That's Cherry like the fruit.
Right. Cherry Darling's leg gun from Planet Terror.
I have no idea what that is.
It's a lady who had her leg amputated and a machine gun's been put in its place. It's literally just a machine gun but attached to her leg.
Okay, hang on a tick. I'm just trying to find the name of this gun. There's a game called Sunset Overdrive, which is made by...
I have heard of that game. I do know that game.
The people who made Ratchet & Clank made it, and it's got some really interesting... Well, has a few really interesting weapons, and then a few really boring ones that are just normal weapons, but they have dumb things attached. I'm going for... Hang on. Sunset... Overdrive record gun. At the what's it called? Why won't anyone fucking... It's called the High Fidelity. Alright?
Right.
This is what it looks like. Sorry, listeners. It is a rapid-fire LP disc-launching gun. It shoots vinyl records.
So it's like, if Simon Pegg and Nick Frost had enough time in the apocalypse, what they would have got to.
Yeah. it's that. The thing about it is, I don't know how lethal it actually is. I imagine that it wouldn't take much to, like, cut your jugular and, like, let you bleed out.
I feel like my machine gun's still getting to you first.
Yeah, but you got to walk on it.
Yeah. But like, all I do is... Well, when she does it, she looks, you know, she's wearing very little clothes and it's all...
She's doing flips and shit. But yeah, what about stuff. You doing it?
Well, I'd have to, like, kind of get down on my hands and knees and, like, put my leg out and, like, Pachul, 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 pachul. And try and aim.
So I'm imagining this is more like the one-armed, one-eyed, one-legged man from Wrongfully Accused. Rather than the sexy, doing flips and shit, shooting people sort of thing. So the question is, how deadly is a record versus how good are you with a gun for a leg?
I reckon the record's probably deadlier.
So you're giving up so easily,
I know.
Sam. The whole point of this was to have a bickering back and forth at each other discussion about this. I honestly think you've got the you've got it with the machine gun.
Well, I was going to say, it's still a machine gun versus a disc launcher.
Yeah, I just wanted to give this one the honourable mention, really. Hang on. Leg gun. Well, now I've got to come up with a different one. God damn it.
Now it's your turn to go first.
Yes, hang on. Okay, I found the character that wields the weapon.
Okay.
I'm trying to figure out what the weapon is called. Okay. Falling back on a series that we've already taken from, because I have no creativity or time, because we're doing this as we go.
It's wonderful radio.
I'm picking the weapon that's called Ember Cecilia.
Cool.
It's from Ruby. It's what Yang uses, the yellow girl.
Right, remind me what it does.
It's a shotgun.
Yes.
That is boxing gloves. It's two shotguns that is also boxing gloves.
Cool.
It's basically, yeah, like they have like buckshot things in the wrist compartments that fire as she punches you.
Oh boy.
So you get punched and your bloody head explodes, mate.
Yep.
Yeah, so that's what I'm picking.
All right, well, I'm going to go with the Zorg ZF-1.
What?
From the Fifth Element.
Okay, I don't know what... Explain this to me, please.
You've seen The Fifth Element, right?
No, I haven't.
Damn it, I was really hoping you'd remember all the things the gun did.
I don't know anything. What is the gun?
I don't know. It's got like a net launcher, a missile launcher, a machine gun, a flamethrower. Look at it.
Well, I feel like... What the fuck? Okay. It looks like a fucking small boat attached to his arm.
Now I'm going to have to look it up just to know what it does. Because
bloody hell, Sam.
Well, I was.
Why would I have seen The Fifth Element?
Because it's awesome. And the product placement's wonderful.
Why do I highly doubt this? Oh, God.
The Zorg ZF-1. Talk amongst yourselves while I figure out what this gun does. Okay. So, the ZF-1 has a rocket launcher, an arrow launcher, a net launcher, a flamethrower, and an ice cube system, which freezes people.
Great. In response, because it was the first thing that popped into my head, I'm going to choose...
Wait, you already chose the boxing glove.
Oh, sorry.
Shotgun.
I lost track because we're fucking around looking up weapons all the time. Okay. I mean...
You have to get close enough to me to punch me. Well, I mean, I guess they're shotguns too.
Yeah.
But I mean, this has a flamethrower.
Yeah, I feel like you've just...
And a freeze ray.
This is just... yours is just an objectively more versatile weapon.
Yep.
The question is, how nimble am I? The answer is not very. So I think you win.
Ha! Excellent! With the Zorg ZF-1.
Hang on. I'm just going to call it Zorg.
Emperor Zorg.
Okay, so now we are dead even.
Ooh.
We've how got far through the episode are we?
To go.
Fuck. Okay.
I'm so tired, Cal. I'm so tired.
I'm going to pick... because you've picked the fucking Death Star, I'm thinking everything's on the table now. I'm not going to pick just a weapon.
Wait, what?
yours is... A weapon and a fucking fully operational battle station.
Well, correct.
So I'm going to pick the Liger Zero, specifically the Panzer model from Zoids.
Okay.
It is a giant fuck-off robotic tiger thing with massive guns on its back, and it looks like that.
Oh boy.
It's the size of a building. Come at me, bro.
I'm going to choose a Batarang.
You're just throwing this one away?
Because I'm Batman. And there's a fucking Batarang for everything, Cal. Don't think there's not an EMP Batarang.
Even if there is, I'll fucking... What are you going to do?
Throw it!
Like, through the windscreen and hit me in the face? It can't be done!
It's an EMP, Cal.
Yeah, but then...
So I throw it and it shoots an MP.
You can't kill me with it.
No, but an EMP will shut that thing down.
That's fine, then it's just two dudes that... It's...
And then I'll come and punch you.
Yeah, what, you're just going to
I'll stab you with my batarang.
You're going to climb up into...
I'll climb up in it and I'll stab you in the neck with my batarang, Cal.
I just won't let you in. I'll just lock the doors. I'm assuming it has basic car functionality. If it's a giant building-sized robot tiger.
Never assume.
That makes no sense of you and me. Yeah, I think you're a moron. I think I've got this. What are you talking about?
Do you think Batman couldn't take it down?
Batman could. You couldn't.
Rude.
No, you're not Batman. That's not an insult. That's a statement of fact.
You don't know definitively that
I do. Unless Batman is a fantastic actor. I would never believe that Batman is as incompetent as you are.
Wow. It's just hurting my feelings now.
Well, it's not even about that. It's just that Batman is so competent. And you're
exactly. So we'd have a batarang that did the thing.
I'm okay with you having an EMP batarang. I'm not okay with you having an anti-Liger Zero Panzer batarang that also is lethal to the hosts. Especially since Batman wouldn't do lethal.
Yeah.
So that's right, the real trump card.
Let me ask you this, Cal.
Okay, here we go.
So what is that? Sorry, again. It's a robot, right?
Yeah, it's
when was the last time you drove a robot?
Well, it's sort of... This is just going to sound like I'm making it up to win this argument.
But I'm going to assume you are.
Because you do need to pilot them. That is true. But the Liger Zero especially, they're partially sentient.
Ah.
They can sort of pilot themselves.
Is it, Cal? Is it?
I guess you put your hands in some
jelly, right?
No.
In the console?
No.
And then it reads your thoughts? Is that how it works, Cal?
No. It's got a weird smaller robot that has a telepathic connection with me.
Wow, so it's dumber than Doctor Who. That's interesting.
The Liger Zero is particularly dumb. That series of Zoids is very different from the other series of Zoids, which is very sort of like... You should watch Zoids, man. It's fun.
I'm gonna let you have this one.
You'd better, because I'd be okay with chalking it up as a purple if it was, like, not a batarang. If you had a Kobe with even the Batmobile.
Oh, yeah, I could.
It might have been okay. But you picked a fucking batarang. You moron.
I was on the list.
Oh, man. Hang on. Liger Zero in blue. Okay.
Oh, fucking damn.
My life.
Alright, so whose turn is it?
Yours to go first, I'm pretty sure.
Gandalf the Grey's staff.
Ooh. Well, then I guess I have to pick the Elder Wand.
Oh, interesting.
I mean, that's the obvious counterpart.
Yes, Harry Potter snapped it. So...
Well, it's not Luke Skywalker you, blew up the Death Star. If it's being used in its current form, then we've got to change everything.
Yeah, fair enough.
You fucking dickhead. So, what's more powerful, Avada Kedavra or You Shall Not Pass?
No.
I'm going to say Avada Kedavra.
No, Cal, you know what this comes down to?
What?
Neither of us has magic. So it's which stick is more effective at clobbering?
I've got a nice, like, jabbing sort of throat stab stick.
Yeah, but I've got the length. I got the length, Cal, and that staff looks like it's got some weight.
See,
bleeding if I hit you with that.
I don't know if you need magic to use a wand.
You do. That's confirmed in the Harry Potter universe.
But you don't know if I'm magic or not, considering we're not in the Harry Potter universe. If I held the Elder Wand, I think it's more likely that I can use the wand than you can use the staff.
Probably.
So therefore, you know Avada Kedavra, mate.
I've never seen a magical Australian in the Harry Potter universe.
Well,
so I'm going to throw it out there.
There
are no magical Australians in the Harry Potter universe.
But we are
a
British colony. There are magical Brits. And I'm only second generation Australian. I've got a pretty good chance of not being a muggle, mate.
Do you reckon there's a school, though?
I don't need to learn how to use it.
Yes, well, yeah, but you can't use a spell then.
I know Avada Kedavra.
You'll like hold the wand and it'll make you look all like, and like light will flash from it and I'll clobber you with the staff.
But if I just
whack you with it, mate.
But it's the most powerful wand ever. Surely all I've got to do is like sort of point and say the words.
No, because everyone who's ever owned the wand died, Cal. That's canon.
Yes.
Except Harry.
Yeah, who so broke shut up. It. So you're wrong.
And you, Harry Potter.
But everyone who's ever owned most things have died.
Nah, that's not true though, is it?
Anyone who's ever owned a...
Alright, whoever's ever owned the Elder Wand was murdered. Except, yeah. Yeah, everyone.
Yeah, but by Gandalf? No.
I think I've got the upper hand. Everyone was clubbed with Gandalf's staff.
See, that's the thing. I'm not sure if Gandalf's staff has any magic in it. I think the wand does have magic in it.
It's more a channel for the wizard.
But, like, when Harry
Have you
snaps...
obsessed over wand lore in the Harry Potter universe, Cal?
Because
I have.
No, but, I mean, I know a little bit about Gandalf's staff, and I'm pretty sure it's just not a thing.
That's fine. So, like I said, this comes down to which one's more effective for clobbering.
Yeah, fair enough.
I'm cracking your skull open with Gandalf's staff.
Fair enough, I'll give it to you. You're going to have the fucking stupid stick nonsense. Bloody hell.
Why'd you even put your laptop down? Well,
because I couldn't think of things and come up with justification for why this Elder One is better than
that was the
Gandalf's
biggest
staff.
I like how that was seemed to be the biggest debated one.
Because it was the most closely matched one. Hang on. Elder Wand in red. Oh man, I don't even know anymore.
It's your turn to go first.
No, it isn't.
Yeah, it is.
I'm so done. I don't even know. Okay.
12 minutes left.
I can't think of anything, man. I'm so drained of ideas.
There's plenty of fictional weapons left.
Hang on. Let's have a bit of silence and I'll find something.
Unless you wanted to go through our wins.
I mean, we could. Sure. Alright, what's the first thing that won on your list? What versed the Morpho Ray?
The first thing that won on my list was the Blue Shell.
The Blue Shell, right. So the first thing that won on my list was the Scythe.
Right.
The Sniper, also swingy, Death Scythe.
I think
death.
The Blue Shell's winning that.
If the Blue Shell wins this whole tournament, I'm going to be real upset. I mean, the thing is, the Scythe would be hard to use, but I've only got to hit you with it once in one of its functionalities. I've only got to swing it at you
Sam
or shoot you with
to the
it.
Shell, though. But I don't think you'd be able to hit me with a sniper.
All gun. You've got to do is throw the shell.
Yeah.
And then you've got until I can hit you with a sniper or the Scythe.
Yeah, I just have to avoid you before then. I can, like, just dash across the street. I don't think you'd be able to hit me.
Yeah, you can just drop it and run. But it is a sniper rifle. It's a very long-barrel gun.
It is.
Unless, if you...
But if I'm zigzagging, I don't think you've got the shooting skill, Cal.
I don't know.
To hit me with a sniper rifle.
I don't know.
Rifle.
I've played a lot of first-person shooters.
I don't think that adequately prepares you.
I mean, because that's the thing. She sort of, like, plants the blade end in the ground to stop it from...
Okay.
But if it's in concrete, that's not going to work.
No, well, even if you plant it in concrete, that means if I zigzag, or if I just run into an alleyway, I'm fine.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, alright, I'll give you the blue shell.
Yes, blue shell wins!
God damn it. This is weird. Okay, because we've got to come up with the actual answer for the portal gun versus something. And
no, you mean
the
grenade versus Excalibur.
Excalibur. I've got another purple one here. The portal gun was purple.
The purple gun versus the blue shell.
Oh, okay. The portal gun should have been red. That's fine. Okay. So Excalibur versus the holy hand grenade.
I think I throw it. It explodes. The sword comes out of the explosion and hits me in the chest.
I think you throw it. I run away from it. It explodes. I run at you and kill you.
I was trying to compromise, Cal.
No, no, I think Excalibur deserves to be on this list way more than the fucking Blue Shell does.
But not as much as the Holy Hand Grenade does, Cal.
Yeah, I think it deserves it more than the Holy Hand Grenade.
Alright, Excalibur can be on the list.
Yay! So dumb. Okay, so Excalibur versus what? What's the next thing on your list?
Wait, no, aren't we matching up with all of the things?
Well, hang on. I've got Excalibur, the Noisy Cricket, the Super Sheep, Chainsaw Gun.
Wait, so how are we playing this? Is it like
I don't know. I thought we were just going by like the top winner on the list.
Then I should have. Then it, yeah, all right. Then it's the Blue Shell versus Excalibur.
So we're doing this like a lineup of fighters.
Yes. What's the Mortal Kombat?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's how we're doing this.
Okay, cool. Excalibur versus Blue Shell. I think Excalibur's got this. With the power set that I described earlier, all I've got to do is block the shell with it, and the shell explodes.
I mean, I guess. Yeah.
I think Excalibur might win this whole tournament.
I think you're wrong. But yeah, I'm inclined to agree that it probably beats the Blue Shell. Only because, like, if you could aim it... Like, the Blue Shell's just going onto the sword and breaking.
Mm.
Like, that's how that goes.
So I'm just gonna, like, hold it above my head or, like, behind me or wherever it's coming from. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm good. I honestly don't think you've got anything that can trump Excalibur.
Chainsaw hand.
I mean, if it's got the same power set... no, you've lost me.
I was gonna say, the thing is... The sword is going through the chainsaw, because it's the unbreakable sword, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so I guess, fine. Excalibur wins that one too. The next one I've got is the nude bomb. You're still going to be naked.
But I've still got Excalibur.
Alright, so are you winning that one too?
I think I'm winning it all, man.
No, I've got the Death Star. The Death Star's my next one, Cal.
Does it count as a weapon?
I'm blowing up your planet, Cal.
Can I just jam
definitely
it?
Dead, Cal.
But again, if you walked out onto the street...
Cal, even the lightsaber versus the Death Star, the lightsaber loses. What's your next one after Excalibur to take on the Death Star?
The Noisy Cricket Gun.
Nah, the Death Star wins,
yeah,
Cal.
Yeah, I think you're right. But the Super Sheep, right?
Yeah.
If I can pilot that into your fucking ventilation opening, you're definitely dead. You're definitely dead.
Yeah. Yeah, if you could. Do you have the Death Star plans, though?
No, but I've seen the movie.
Oh, so this is
I know it's along the trench.
Okay.
And I know how to fly a super sheep.
Can you breathe in space?
Can you?
No, but I'm in the Death Star. Cal?
Well, I thought we were on a street.
Yeah, but my Death Star expands into space, Cal. Look, the thing is, if the Death Star is sitting on the street, you're
then
already...
We're all dead, that's what we said.
I was gonna say, you're already dead.
So are you, though.
Oh, no, I'm in the Death Star, Cal.
But that's not how we pitched this. You went...
Yeah, no, alright, we're all dead then.
We're all dead.
Wait, so we're all dead? This is how this ends?
Yes. Nobody wins.
We're all dead.
Because all I've got left is the Chainsaw Gun and the Liger Zero, none of which can take out the Death Star.
Yep.
But also, it's a really dumb choice, man. It's like picking Bright Eyes. Can't do that.
Oh, yeah, I forgot we did that in the best superhero showdown. So, I think we're saying...
If you want to pick the best weapon, kids, and you have all of fiction to choose from, pick either the Death Star or Excalibur. That's what we're saying here.
I think this is very uncomprehensible. Because there are lots of weapons that defeat Excalibur.
Literally
any gun.
Nah.
Yes!
Nah.
You can't block a bullet with a sword, Cal!
I can with Excalibur.
No, you can't! You don't have the reflexes, Cal. You know what's going through Excalibur? A lightsaber.
Bullshit. I dispute that.
No.
That's how we're ending this episode.
Oh, with an actual fight, guys.
Lightsaber versus Excalibur. Excalibur's got this.
No!
Based on the power set that I had before, Excalibur's got this.
The thing is, yes, but Excalibur is...
Alright. Admittedly, I'm not hitting it and it's shattering into pieces, but...
No, because you know how this happens. The lightsaber passes through Excalibur because it's plasma and chops you in half.
No, it can't cut through Excalibur, no way.
No, it passes through it. Doesn't cut it in half, but passes through it.
No way.
Yes.
No way.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No, that's garbage. Why not? Why
because it, the metal
why
couldn't...
Why would it pass through it?
What?
Why would it pass through it?
Because it's just plasma. That's but what lightsabers are made up of.
But it's a magic metal. It's...
Yes, but magic's bullshit.
So are lightsabers.
They're
so
science
the
bullshit,
force.
Though.
They're
you're
not
right.
Science.
I'd choke you with the force.
Oh, fuck off.
No, you're right. I'd hit you with Gandalf's staff.
How far through this are we?
We've got 4 minutes left okay. still.
Tweet us at VideoShopPod. What would win, Excalibur versus a lightsaber?
I think it's going to be the lightsaber.
I think the whole point of Excalibur is that even shit like a lightsaber wouldn't cut through it. It's going to come down to who's a better swordsman.
Yes, it's going to be me.
Bullshit.
I'm faster than you.
Fuck off.
I'm definitely faster than
you. Over short distances, no way. You might be skinnier than me, but I've only got to hit you once.
Yeah, I've only got to hit you once.
Yeah.
The thing is, you're more likely to die from a lightsaber blade than Excalibur blade,
bullshit.
Too.
Bullshit. Lightsabers cauterize the wound. I wouldn't even bleed out.
But they also pass straight through, whereas a blade is stopped by organs and bones.
And, yeah, by just, like, it, like, lodges itself in there and fucks them up.
Yeah, so you lodge the sword in my shoulder, and I'll be like, ow, and then I'll kill you, and then I'll slowly bleed to death.
I won't lodge
and
it in
once
your
again,
shoulder.
Everyone's dead.
No way.
Yes.
Also, it's a fucking... It's bloody... We discussed this. It's adamantium. So it's gonna, like... It's gonna just move straight through.
But this is the question.
Well.
Does a lightsaber pass through adamantium?
I think not.
I think yes.
Because there's vibro-metal, like vibro-blades.
Can... Yes, but if you
that's
threw...
That's a metal that lightsabers don't pass through.
But if you threw... If you threw Excalibur into a volcano, what does it just... Is it fine?
I guess, yeah.
But
it,
no.
It's indestructible. It's...
I don't buy it. I don't buy it, Cal.
It's magically infused. It's a blessed holy item. It's like the holy hand grenade.
I guess. That's fine. But I'm still beating you with the lightsaber.
I don't think you are.
No, because... Alright, here's the final reason why I win with a lightsaber. On all lightsabers, there's a little gauge that changes the length of the blade. So all I have to do is stand further away than the Excalibur and just keep turning it up. And it'll just keep getting longer and longer and longer.
So your plan
until
is...
I can just swing it and hit everything.
Your plan is to use the spiral crayon method.
Yes.
This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. And they can't go on forever. They must have a limit.
Well, yes, but all
and
it has
surely
to be...
the longer it gets, the less powerful it is. Like the,
nah, no, I don't think so.
Like, the longer it'll take to cut through something.
Well, but your skin's not hard to cut through. All it has to be is
yeah,
longer than your
Excalibur
sword.
Excalibur is.
It's got to be longer than your sword.
Also, I don't believe that that thing can get long enough that it gives you enough of an advantage. Admittedly, you know... All it's got to be is, like, spear length, and you've got a pretty good advantage on me.
Mm.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
But even then, Excalibur, though.
Or I'll shoot you with a blaster.
See, no, but you don't have a blaster, mate! You've got fucking... You've got
no,
a lightsaber.
But I'm Luke. My buddy Han Solo is going to be along any
if
second,
you're
and he'll
Luke,
go, Yoo-hoo!
If you're Luke, then I'm King Arthur, and I don't think a blaster's going through fucking plate armor.
It goes through Stormtrooper armor.
Yeah, but it's plastic, Stormtrooper
no,
armor.
No, it's not. It's a special alloy, Cal.
Bullshit, it's an alloy. Alloys don't click.
Space alloy, Cal, that
fuck
clicks.
Fuck off, space alloy bullshit. Fine, I've polished up my shield.
Follow us on Twitter at the video. At,
bounce your fucking
video shot pod.
Blast right back at your stupid face.
The lightsaber's
gonna come and cut
winning.
It to pieces.
The lightsaber is winning.
You bullshit.
The lightsaber is winning.
See,
don't kid yourself.
But get to videoshop.com.au. And comment, tell Sam why he's wrong. Hashtag Team Excalibur.
Oh, you're bringing the hashtags in. This is what draws you to the hashtags.
This is a hill to die on, man.
This
Excalibur
is the hill
wins.
All right,
that lightsaber.
Hashtag Team Lightsaber. Hashtag Team Excalibur.
Don't tweet us.
Tweet at Callan Jenkins.
No.
CALLLAN Jenkins, like it sounds.
But okay, if you're gonna do this, you need to understand. What we mentioned about Excalibur at the beginning. that it's indestructible. So the lightsaber's not going through it.
I would debate that.
And then it destroys all other weapons when it touches it.
Even the shield, even Captain America's shield, which is indestructible, breaks.
Yeah, it would definitely break when fucking Excalibur hit it. It would shatter into ice. I am gonna fucking
kill you, mate.
Because the Excalibur invented here, which isn't a real one. That's the thing. We're using a bullshit fictional one.
Right, so yours is bullshit.
Yes, that's why it wins. All bullshit things win. That's why Magneto wins. So we're fucking everything.
I'm gonna choose the magic head arrow from Guardians of the Galaxy.
Nah, I win.
No!
No, you're right.
I can't whistle, so actually you would win, but...
Boosh! Head to theVideoShop.com.au and tell us why Excalibur wins.
Let me die.
See you, nerds.